You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Tuesday morning or afternoon. Maybe it's 8:45 in the evening, whatever time it is. I thank you. You have tuned in to WGOD. That is the frequency that God is broadcasting on. He's got a lot to say today in His Word about the false prophet. Now, it's not just me and Bible expositors that call him that. The Word of God calls this person that, and you can read that, his name, his proper name, in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, where we see his destruction. The Bible calls him the false prophet. Interestingly enough, I believe he's going to call himself famous prophet from the Old Testament. This prophet we see is going to call fire down out of heaven. This perhaps is one of the most exciting portions of Scripture in the entire Bible. And that's what we're going to be looking at here the rest of this week, starting here today as we wrap up chapter 13 today. Moving right along in our study and preaching series through the book of Revelation. It's been the best one ever. That's because God is faithful. He's promised to bless those that hear, those who read, and those who keep the words written in the prophecy of this book. And God's keeping His word. He is blessing us with understanding. And the key to understanding is understanding the symbols. We're going to start right off the bat with a beast, the Bible says, and he has two horns like a lamb, but yet speaks like a dragon. And you ought to know what that is, and I'm sure all of you do. You probably chuckle, well, we know who that is. That's right. Understand the symbols, you'll understand the book. Two horns like a lamb, behold, the Lamb of God, takes away the sins of the world, but speaks like a dragon. Uh-oh, we're going to have trouble here. The real trouble is when you see what this man has the power to do. Oh, we're in for a great week. This will air the rest of this week. This is part one now of this message, The False Prophet.
You know it's trouble when the blackboard comes out. Okay. We're moving right along in our study here, the book of Revelation. If anyone needs a CD from last week, it's called Today If You Hear His Voice from Revelation 13. Please let me know. I've got four or five of them here if you'd like one, and be glad to give you one. Now, today our study takes us to whom the Bible calls the false prophet. Now, it's not just me who calls him that, but the Bible calls him so. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, it says this. It says, then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who works signs in his presence, by which he deceived those that received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Now there's a good trivia question for you. Who are the first two inhabitants of the lake of fire? Answer, the Antichrist and the false prophet. Notice in this text that they are men. They're people. They're not systems. They're not countries. Don't spiritualize this. See what it says here? It says the beast was captured and with him. He's a person. By the way, I'm quoting Revelation 19, 20. With him, the false prophet. Also, we read these two, T-W-O. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire. Now, Satan will be the third member cast in coming up near the end of this book. For those of you that cheat and like to go to the end of the book to find out what happens at the end, if you go to the end of this book, Satan is cast into the lake of fire. He loses. The children of God win. All those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and whose names are written in the book of life win. Those that are deceived and follow the enemy lose and can't repent and say they're sorry. No, today is the day to repent and say you're sorry and turn from sin. Now, today we're looking at the third member of this unholy alliance, the false prophet. We're in Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 11. Revelation 13, 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. So the word another is the word allos, meaning another of the same kind. Heteros is the Greek word for another of a different kind. Allos is another of the same kind. So I saw a beast with two horns like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. So what we have here is a counterfeit Christian. By the way, people are deceived all day long by counterfeit Christians. Except here in this case, if you are one of the deceived, you will lose your soul. Because your soul is what's at stake here. The scary thing to me is that heretics are the most popular programs on my radio station that I work at. And I go round and round with God, asking and pleading with him, why the heretics? And he answers through his word, naturally, as he'll answer you. And says, quote, for there must be heresies among you, so that those that are approved may be made manifest. That's 1 Corinthians 11:19. 1 Corinthians 11:19 explains why there's all the heretics in the world, on the television and on the radio and in the pulpit and all around. God uses heretics to drive you to his word, so that you will search the scriptures. Do you remember what a Berean is? Has anyone heard that phrase before? A Berean? There were a people in the Bible that... Well, let me read it to you. It's Acts 17:11. It says, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness, and they examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Like you do, naturally. Right? I mean, here we are in Revelation chapter 13. We're looking at the ultimate heretic who's got two horns like a lamb. Who's the lamb in the Bible? Who's the dragon in the Bible? See, this is easy. Once you get the symbolism, you'll understand the book. The references to the lamb in the Bible is Jesus. The references to the dragon is Satan. And as we learn from the word, this man is God's man to separate the wheat from the chaff, doing the will of God on his behalf, and I'll venture to say he doesn't even know it. That is, God is using this man. God uses evil men sometime to separate the wheat from the chaff. Because God uses evil and turns it around for good. Can I get an amen? God uses evil and turns it around for good. Read the story of Joseph in the Bible. Okay, now I want to share with you today 10 points about the false prophet this morning as we go along in this text. You'll notice the 10 blanks on your handout. Now, first off, let's read this text this morning. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 11. I'm reading in the King James. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spake as a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life. Think about that. He had the power to give life unto the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hands or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count or calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And six, or 666. So point number one on the handout here this morning. The false prophet is a counterfeit Christian. Number one. He's a counterfeit Christian. And remember, this shouldn't surprise you that Satan and his emissaries masquerade as angels of light. And no wonder Paul wrote, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That word for transform is the word metaschema. It means to change your appearance.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.